Can you hear yourself?
Dude, that's crazy.
Bro, when I bought these, I was like, what the fuck? I feel like Joe Rogan right now.
I feel like I am in a Joe Rogan podcast right now.
There were people that put on their story, they're like, watch out, Joe Rogan. I was like, whoa, a little too quick, a little too quick.
That'd be an epic podcast episode. You, me, and Joe Rogan.
If we were on there, what would we talk about? I feel like there'd be so many great shit.
Dude, I don't know. He'd probably like talk about aliens, and then I'd be like, I don't know, there's a lot of crazy people out there, so I won't rule out that possibility.
There's some people that were in our class that could be borderline aliens.
Dude, I mean, actually, yeah.
I remember there were like people that I went through in my head. I was like, who do I want to have on for the first couple episodes? And there were some people that I've known for a while and some people that I've known for a short amount of time. A year ago, I didn't even know who the great Caleb was.
Dude.
How long?
I didn't know who you were, but dude, I'm glad I met you and I'm glad we're in that class. Dude, we ran that class.
Yes, sir.
Professor Shin didn't know what he was getting into when he saw my name on the roster.
I remember when we came in. Well, I came in on the first day and I was thinking, oh my gosh, this is a communications class. Where's the communicating?
That was going through my head too. And then when he pulled out math out of nowhere, I was like, whoa, let's stop right here. Take a break. Why is there math on that board?
Yeah.
This is communications, words.
Exactly.
People. Not writing numbers on a board. You're losing me. And I went into like a whole like 10-minute like spiel about it, and it cut the class time in half. And I was like, dude.
I'll never forget when I was like in middle school, there was this social studies teacher that I had. And when he would get pissed with the class, he'd bring out multiplication tables. I'm like, bro, learn your role. What are you doing here? It's insane.
I would have lost my mind. I would have walked out of that class.
See, this is what I like. One of the many things I like about you, bro, is that you're willing to speak your mind. A lot of people nowadays won't be willing to. What started that for you? Like, what made you want to speak up your mind with stuff? Have you always been like that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I was like one of the only few. I'm a man of God. I'm a Christian.
There you go. Same.
Strong and proud. But I mean, I always got like bullied for it. And I was like, you know what? It hurts. But like, I'm not doing anything wrong. Like, I didn't like yell back. Mm-hmm. And I just spoke my mind because at the end of the day, like, I know absolute truth. There's absolute truth and then subjective truth. Subjective truth is when we're talking and we're discussing something, you pull out the information you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And then you base your argument off that. Absolute truth is the facts. And I always tend to like mix the two together to get the absolute truth mm-hmm. rather than just conversation relying on the subjective truth. But I mean, I've always spoke my mind. I'm very outspoken. Like if something doesn't sit well with me, I'll be like, hey, that's like not right.
Would you believe me if I said like in the fourth grade area of life, I was one of the shyest kids. And in the middle school happened, little switch.
That snap sounded nice.
I used to not know how to snap. And I remember I was at this random Foxborough DQ and everyone else was snapping for some reason. And then all of a sudden I was like, what the fuck? Thanos snap. Exactly.
No, but back to your question, I do. I wouldn't believe that. Like, you're outspoken. You like conversation. You're a big networker. Like, you know, me, we're alike. We know someone who knows another guy to get the job done.
That's right. We know a guy.
We have connections.
That's right. And that makes the world go round. You know what I mean? And speaking of Thanos, this podcast was inevitable. Did I say it right? Is that how he says it? Inevitable or something like that?
I am. Inevitable.
That's right. Ooh, that was a good one too. Because I'll never, ever forget. You weren't there the first time. And then the second class, you came in and you wanted to like sit in a certain seat and then someone took your seat.
Dude, that guy took my seat. I'm like still a little upset about that. Because like when I get a seat, I get territorial. Because like I'm like, this is my seat. I will sit here because I can learn from here.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes this guy. He takes my seat. I'm like, we're gonna have a problem. Like I was about to say, Professor Shin, we are gonna have a problem. He's in my seat. No, this is not middle school. This is college, but that's still my seat.
But you made it happen because in the end, I think you got it in the end, right?
Oh, I did. I was like, hey, you're like in my, because I was fresh out of basic. I didn't come to school until like 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and then I picked that seat, and the kid didn't show up that class. And I was like, this is my seat, because it was next to you. And I'm like, hell yeah, let's go.
That's right.
We were chatting it up. And then I took that seat. He came in the next day, took my seat. And I'm like, you're in my seat. And I remember going back and forth with you. I'm like, dude, I mean, like, I would literally love to sit next to you, but, you know, someone took my seat. and I don't take kindly to disrespect. And then I don't know. I guess he felt bad and moved, and I was like, yeah, give me my seat back.
Because you're big on like speaking facts, like you said, and I think it's the phrase of facts don't care about your feelings. I think I've heard that.
I have heard that.
Who says that? I think it's like,
I believe it's Charlie Kirk
or Ben. I think it's Ben Shapiro. Shapiro. It's one of them. Someone on the right wing, I think. And there were a lot of, because with me and you were people that were basically purple in a sense of we love people from the blue and from the red.
Yeah, I really don't get into politics that much.
Yeah, same.
There's a lot of information. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. And I also don't like debating with like people who don't know what they're talking about.
Exactly.
Because if I'm going to have a debate, I'll like pull out all the research I can just for the fun of it.
because
it's something to do.
Exactly.
But like, I don't necessarily have any like political views. Like I'm not right wing or left wing. I'm literally just, I do, as I said, like I go off my feelings. I go off the truth. What's what I believe to be true.
There you go.
And I go off that. And I, if they have policies I don't agree with, I'm like, yeah, no, I don't do that. But both parties have policies that are like kind of stupid.
Yeah.
But the great thing about being in the military is I am apolitical.
There you go.
I just follow orders.
And you do a good job at it because I've seen you on your Snapchat stories. You know, it's what you like to do and it's something that you're going to have a bright future in. And you said that you're leaving for the military in June, right?
Well, actually, what if I told you that plan might have changed?
Oh.
So I am, it's confusing. Yeah, I'm in the National Guard and I'm in ROTC.
Okay.
ROTC is like, oh, you're college, you learn how to be an officer. Yeah, no one cares. Enlisted, that's where it's at.
Okay.
So I'm prior enlisted and ROTC at the same time. I've been in total of the service for about 2 years, 1 year ROTC, like 6 months enlisted, so almost 2 years. And then I went to Stonehill because they have ROTC there. So I'm like, yeah. But the moment I left basic, I went to ROTC. I'm like, these people know nothing. And I was just like, there's like such a disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, whatever. I really don't like this. But it's like, it is what it is. But back to ROTC, there's an opportunity where I can go for the summer and train and run field missions with the Green Berets.
Ooh.
So if I can get into that, then I won't, then I'll have to push my AIT date, which is advanced infantry training date, back on the calendar. So I can still get both.
Okay.
Or attempt to. But my recruiter, he's a good guy. He'll honestly, he's like, yeah, that's dope. You should do that. Let's move your date.
And I remember, because not only are you going to be good at that, because you're a hardworking person, even though I've only known you for a couple months, that I just know off the top of my head. One of the other things that you're interested in is wrestling.
Dude, I love wrestling.
Bro, I remember when I was younger, I was a big WWE fan.
Dude.
And I thought it was the same thing.
It's John Cena's last year. It's so tragic.
He needs to bring back the hair that you have. I miss that. I miss that shit. Bro, he came in with the fucking jorts or whatever the hell they're called.
That's like the longest running joke is you can't see me.
Exactly.
But no, like I literally thought it was the same thing at first. And I got to wrestling practice and I did like the hype up and my wrestling coach was like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, the Undertaker does. He's like, this is real wrestling.
Yo.
I remember I tried to do a WWE headlock. My coach was like, no, stop, stop. That's not how you do it.
Oh, shit. Let's
fix it.
Because That's probably what a bunch of other people did. So yeah. It makes you feel better. You're definitely not the only one. You know, coming in and be like, where's the top ropes at? You know what I mean? Would you believe me?
Literally.
Would you believe me if I said that I used to have a YouTube channel called KWE.
Really?
Yeah, Kids Wrestling Entertainment. And my friends and family would come over every April during WrestleMania time. We would have a ring in the backyard. But my dad is a retired firefighter. So we couldn't get a trampoline because he's like, we've gotten too many calls for broken legs and stuff. So we just got the ropes and stuff. And we put like tarp on the bottom. So it wasn't the hardest thing. That
is awesome.
I got to unprivate those videos one day.
Dude, you should.
Because I used to be so self-conscious about it in high school. Because
that's legendary right there.
They somehow found the name. My name was called Crushhead. And somehow they found it. And I was like a little toothpick. They were like, wow, Crushhead. I was like, how the fuck did you find these shits?
Dude, me and my brother, you know. So we used to have like a above ground pool.
Mm-hmm.
And when it would snow, we'd like put a tarp over the pool. But like the ladder was still staying there.
Oh,
so when it would snow, the snow back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm talking Snowmageddon days, like, where the snow's, like, up to your knees.
Oh, like some 2014 shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'd literally wrestle each other in the backyard for hours. Just, we had the snow gloves on, just punching, kicking, throwing each other. And then we'd do like ladder matches. Like we have like a little bar outside. My mom made a bar. Mm-hmm. So like on one of the bar things, like at the very end, we'd hang up the WWE belt. Yeah. And we literally just like go to town on each other and throw each other off the ladder.
Oh shit. That's fire. Yeah.
Plus the snow, like the snow was basically the ring.
Mm-hmm. And it was like a nice cushion on the bottom. So it's not like you're getting smashed onto rocks and stuff.
Like, it'd be me and my little brother trying to team up against my older brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'd be my older and younger brother teaming up against me. And then it was just a free-for-all.
Oh, shit.
Like, we brought out, like wiffle ball bats.
Yo!
We used to set up, like, my mom used to do a lot of construction work for the house. Because mm-hmm. my mom's very handy. She likes to build stuff. So we literally used to grab, like, flimsy plywood and set up on the saw horses.
Oh, shit.
And, like, jump off and elbow each other through, like, a makeshift table. It was awesome.
That's a vibe. That one moment right there is already better than a lot of the content that we did on YouTube. Oh, shit. I wish I thought of that. Holy fuck. Because I remember when I tried out, you know, high school wrestling, I didn't last that long. I did, like, two practices. I know, but me now,
if you had me there, I'd be like, no, we're pushing through this.
That's right. You're going to be like, you know what? Tell your mind to shut the fuck up and you got
this.
You got
this. That's exactly how it is. Like, everyone, like, people at basic wrestling, they call me crazy because I just have a mindset of like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm just going to go.
Yeah.
I'm broken. Okay, that's cool, but my team's losing, so I got to help my team.
Use it as motivation.
Yeah, I just put everything out of my brain. I get the job done.
Mm-hmm. Because discipline and consistency, in my opinion, are some of the best.
Those are like the top three. I'd throw in respect there too, because to have respect, respect brings you a lot of places.
Exactly.
Like if you're a hard worker, you have a good work ethic, but you're disrespectful, no one wants you.
Yeah.
But if you're respectful, you have a solid work ethic, and you're just not where everyone else is, they can see that and be like, we can work with that guy.
Mm-hmm. Because it reminds me, when I was growing up, my dad would be like, don't burn your bridges, Thomas. You know, because like it's like the networking thing that me and you were good at, you know, because down the line, you never know if someone's going to call up for maybe a potential job interview and be like, oh, I remember how good that person treated me when I was younger. You know what I mean? Because a little goes a long way.
Yeah.
You know, it's insane. I remember, speaking of the wrestling stuff, I remember when I was younger, I got a black belt in Taekwondo. Every time they have the icebreakers in class, they're like, oh, what's one fun fact? I can't think of anything else but to say that. I had a class today, and one of the girls was like, she was pretty. And there were a lot of pretty girls in that class that me and you had. She was like, oh, I have a black belt in karate. But I mentioned the podcast that you're currently on right now.
The Peterson Podium.
That's right. I actually made that with AI.
Dude, I can paint you a better one if you want. Like, I have canvases.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. You do good paint. Yeah. You need to sell that shit. That's some good stuff.
Trying to get in the next coming months, I'm going to start to like paint more, produce more products,
mm-hmm.
make copies of it, and then like sell it. A big thing I wanted to work on now is like drawing or painting something, putting it on a t-shirt, and then selling the t-shirt, because t-shirt sells.
That's right.
And it's hard to sell paintings these days. I mean, it's not like the Victorian era.
Mm-hmm.
No one's like going to art exhibits, buying paintings. No one's selling paintings on the street, but people wear shirts.
Yeah.
People love cool shirts.
They love merch.
So if you can put like a really cool design on a shirt and sell that shirt,
mm-hmm.
sky's the limit.
That's right. What are you going to name your business?
I really haven't thought about that yet, but like probably like Caleb's Creation or something. I don't know.
Bro, I remember I had a brain fart with this. I forgot to tell you about this. When I first met you, I had a brain fart because I saw your Snapchat name for so long to the point where I thought your last name actually was Kingpin.
No, my last name's Ron. I was just called... funny story. Kingpin. I shaved my head in high school because I liked the look. And then for picture day, I wore a white suit.
Ooh, so that's clean.
That was like the amount of time Daredevil came, the Daredevil TV show came, and everyone was like, dude, you look like Kingpin. And I'm like, I am the Kingpin. Ooh. And then another name I got Kingpin was for wrestling, because I just have this ability to catch people when they least expect it and pin them.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I pinned this... returning state champ twice in the same season, prevented his 100th win twice.
Wow.
Dude, his dad was pissed. And I mean, I had literally no business beating that kid. Like, I'm good, but like, he was like next level. He's wrestling right now at Trinity College.
Really?
And I think I could still put up a good fight against him.
I always forget that you're in Mass, but I always forget you're not as close as where I live. And you're like in North Andover, right?
North Andover.
So what are the districts that you guys face? You guys ever go up against like Brockton or anything?
Brockton, I want to say they're D3, so no. We go against like Lowell, Haverhill, Chelmsford, Billerica. Ooh. The most like north, south, like southwest, like towards where you are.
Mm.
Would probably be like Mansfield, Minishog, and Marshfield.
Okay. Because you're like, so you are North Shore, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Isn't that big on like roast beef, right?
Dude, Harrison's roast beef. Oh, shit. That place is awesome. It's in North Andover. It's like, it's critically acclaimed. They have one of the best roast beef sandwiches out there.
My little brother's really big on roast beef. Dude. So I'm going to have to let him know.
We got to get him to Harrison's.
Yes, sir. Because he's been big on, you know, the regular Kelly's. It's like, but in my head, I'm...
Kelly's is mid. I mean, I only go there because of the fish tanks and the cool fishes. That's about it. Other than that, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm done.
I saw, are you near, so I'm bad at geography. Are you near Orange Leaf? Like, I think it's in Saugus. Are you near Saugus?
I'm like 25, 30 minutes away from Saugus, depending if there's any cars on the highway.
I found out that there's a fucking Orange Leaf there. Do you remember? Because really? There's a little bit of years in between us, which I always forget. Yeah. Do you remember the Orange Leaf era?
No, but I know there's an Orange Leaf in my town, or there was for a bit.
Are you serious? Wait, that sounds familiar. Oh my gosh. So have you ever been there before?
No, I just saw it.
What? Oh my gosh. What's the word about? So it's like one of those places before COVID, which shows how long ago it was. You got the fucking frozen yogurt or froyo, as they like to call it. And they do it. Like, well, you get to do it yourself and you get to pour it as long. Oh my gosh. You know what? Road trip. We're going to have to do it one day.
Dude, get the boys.
Yes, sir. Because you know how it is with the story content. You're one of my favorite repliers for you. Swipe up, it's like, oh shoot, because you're showing the love, you know.
I get it. I respect it.
Do you remember the time
the one reason I really think we have a good connection is because you're not afraid to be who you are. You're genuine and honest, and I really respect that.
You too, because there's some people that have stuff in their heart that they're not willing to, but you know, I hope that me and you can be inspirations for people that need that inspiration, you know what I mean? And I remember one of the most reacted stories I had was when I woke up at, when was it, 6 a.m. and drove nearly 3 hours to prep.
Cliff Natural?
You knew what I was going to say. You knew.
That was awesome. I love his content.
And I got a lot of love from it. And one of the people was from you. And I was thinking, bro, this guy.
He needs to come to BSU.
Yes.
BSU needs a good old revival.
I would love if he went there, to the point where someone swiped up and thought it was at BSU. And I was thinking in my head, if he was ever at BSU, that would be absolutely amazing, bro.
It'd be a revelation.
Bro, what would you say to him if he was like in this room right now?
If Cliff Natural was in this room doing this podcast, I'd ask him. I mean, that's a good question. One of the questions I would ask is, how do I end up? Matthew 16, Jesus talks about denying yourself and picking up your cross and following him.
Mm-hmm.
In today's modern world, it's really hard to pick up a cross because you don't really know. Because we deal in absolute. As I said before, we want to know everything.
Mm-hmm.
We want to know where our plane's going to be. But sometimes you can't see the picture by standing right at you and you take a step back.
Mm-hmm.
So I would ask him is, what's the best way I can pick up my cross and follow God?
Well said.
How do I deny myself? But still be who I am. But to deny myself and to follow God.
I love that. You're going to really like this. I honestly feel closer to him than I ever have. I'm going to be honest on the pod. You know what I mean? I have a Bible. I haven't been reading it as much as I want to. But I searched up like ways to start. And I've been reading some of Matthew. And
Matthew's a really good book.
And I was like, bro, right off the bat, it's just an eye-opening in a positive way. It's like, bro, this is a very important thing to do, reading, you know, the Bible. It's really good spiritually and you know, mentally. I feel so clear reading it, you know what I mean? How long have you been, like I put on Snapchat, I say, oh, me and you are on Team God. How long have you been on Team God?
Dude, I've been, so that's like a whole, like, storyline of a question.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I grew up in church, but like my mom brought me, my dad brought me.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what we did because my mom is the lead singer of the worship team.
There you go.
So we'd be going to church all the time. Everyone knew who I was. But when I was, I remember this clear as day. I was in about like fourth grade. And my mom said, "We're going to church. Are you coming?" And I was like, "What do you mean? It's Sunday." And she's like, "Yeah, but like, I'm not going to force you to go if you don't want to go. It's a choice you need to make." And she said, "You can lead a horse to water, but you can never make that horse drink the water."
Wow.
And I was like, am I supposed to be a horse or something? I don't know what that means. Because I was in fourth grade. I didn't know anything. But she was like, "It's a choice you need to make for you. Don't make it for me."
Mm-hmm.
It's between a big thing my mom always says is, I'm actually going to get, she'll probably listen to this later. I'm going to get a tattoo. It's happening.
Okay.
So what I was going to do is, my mom always says, you have an audience of one. That one being God. So whatever you do, just do it with faith.
That's right.
Do it with honesty and all for God's glory. Like, pride is a sin, but pride is not just, oh, look at me, I'm great. Pride's also a mental thing, like not accepting help or just going a different way when you know what the right thing to do is and just be like, yeah, well, I can do this because I'm me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, I'm going to church. I want to. And then my faith started developing and I got baptized in fourth grade. Because it was a choice I made. I'm like, I want to dedicate my life to God.
There you go.
And I try to live for God every day. I mean, I still fall. The righteous man falls 7 times, but yet he gets up.
That's right.
And then fast forward, high school, I got a lot of hate. I was like literally one of the only outspoken Christians, which is why being at BSU doesn't really intimidate me because I've been dealing with it forever. But I mean, I loved it. I mean, I got to, the only day I actually got to like, literally take over class and talk about God was during Martin Luther King, because he was a preaching man. His father was a reverend. Christianity. Boom. Caleb gets to talk now. Mm-hmm. I have the talking stick. That and the crucible.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Puritans, my teacher was like, oh yeah, Puritans, that means that they're pure and holy. And I'm like, actually, that is wrong. Can I explain? So I literally explained everything about the religion, what it means to follow God. I literally gave him the whole John 3:16 and then some. And I said, the only reason Puritans are called Puritans
mm-hmm.
is because they have the purest translation of the Bible from Hebrew. That's why they were called Puritans. And then fast forward more, I went to I'm a transfer student. Second semester here. It's all right. It's BSU.
I'm going to be honest, yeah.
But I hate it at the same time.
That's the same way with me.
But I went to a Christian college in Pennsylvania.
What was it called?
Messiah University.
Okay.
Excuse me. Carbonation soda.
Sponsored by
Mountain Dew Zero.
There we go.
Baja Blast. No, so I went to Messiah University, which was a Christian college, but even then I was like, some people here, they say they're Christian, but they're just not.
Mm-hmm. Lukewarm, is that what they call
very
it?
Very
right?
Lukewarm. I mean, I have some really good, strong Christian friends that I was literally talking to one of them today about. I was talking to my friend Eli,
mm-hmm.
and I was like talking to him, seeing how he's doing. And then I was like getting more into like my faith, but I found my faith at basic training. Cause that's when I was like, I mean, I unfortunately had a medical issue when I was at basic. I got way too hot and my body shut down and I missed like 3 mandatory trainings that you need for graduation.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I can do was sit in the bay, which is like the sleeping area, and read my Bible. And I was like, God, I need help. I need you. I can't graduate on my own strength. They're not going to let me. They're going to do everything they can to kick me out. I put the situation in your hands. And I graduated basic.
I love that.
People started coming up to me because they saw how strong I was in my faith. And they started to ask for prayer and questions. I'll never forget it. My friend Lynx, he's 44. He was in the same unit as me for basic training. And I remember he was sitting down at the 10-mile ruck because we were just about to go ruck, the last thing for training.
Mm-hmm.
And he had his head down. He was sitting down. He was praying. And I walked over to him and I started praying for him because I have this weird ability where I feel something wrong in my soul and I know who needs help.
I think like intuition.
Yeah. It's like God's leading me to help this person. So I went over and I prayed for Lynx and he said, I've never felt the presence of God so strongly before than when I was praying with you. And his, I was like, that's not me. That's all God, bro.
His presence is definitely in this room.
Dude, I feel when two or more are gathered in my name, yet I am there.
I love that.
Yeah.
Bro, I'll never forget, even though it was literally right before this podcast, so I don't know what I mean. I'll never forget because it just happened. But us starting behind the scenes of a prayer before it, like, that's when you knew right off the bat it's going to be a banger of an episode, because what a way to start it off, yeah. You know? And he really does help through good and bad times. And gladly, I've gotten better at praying to him during good times. Because, you know, months ago, I would only talk to him during bad times.
Yep. It's like that Jelly Roll song. I only talk to God when I need a favor.
And gladly, I've gotten better at not doing that, you know? And I always, like, when I'm talking to him, I'm like, I know your plan is better than mine.
Yep.
Even though I don't see it right away, I know that your plan is definitely better than any other possibility there could possibly be, even when it doesn't look like it, you know? And that's the beautiful thing about it, you know? And
yeah, I get that.
It's like, sometimes you gotta go through the adversity to see the great power that he has, you know what I mean?
I 100% couldn't agree with you more on that. You need to go through the fire to be a better warrior.
Yes, sir. And it's like, what was it, like, Kelly Clarkson? It's like, what doesn't kill you makes you
Yeah, good song.
Bro, banger, banger.
Dude.
Bro, I remember when I found out that you were in the military, the first thing that I thought of for some reason, as you know, have like, there's people that you know.
Yep.
And then over time, stuff happens. You know, you guys just fall off, you know?
Yeah.
So a friend of mine, one of my closest brothers of all time, he's currently stationed in El Paso.
Really?
And he was about to leave, but then I think they extended it. He extended it. And he's going to be doing like a site in Poland, I think.
Really?
And his name's David. Shout out, David. I know you watched the other episodes, so you're probably listening right now.
David, thank you for your service, man. Really appreciate it.
And when I saw you, not only did you already remind me of David, but then the military aspect added onto it, I was like, bro, it's crazy how God works. Sometimes people will go out of your life because, you know, they got other stuff to do.
Yeah.
I can't see him as often, sadly. So I was like, wow, isn't that cool how that stuff happens? One door closes for now with seeing him. And then I see and get to meet you. And I'm like, bro, that's the power right there. Yeah. That's the power. You know,
we got to get David on an episode, man.
I would love that, bro.
That'd be dope.
That'd be lit. Oh my gosh, bro. And the thing is, I always like, when people saw that I was making the podcast, they were asking me, Thomas, what are you going to do for it? And I'm like, I literally got asked today because they did another icebreaker. And they're like, we did this Blackboard thing and they put all of our answers jumbled. So you got to go around asking who is who. So they were like, find the person who's starting a podcast. At first I was thinking that's oddly specific. And they came up to me and like, is that you? Is that you? And I was like, yeah, that's me. And they asked me what I'm doing this on. And I said, in all honesty, I want people from all different walks of life talking about any topic because I love people and I just want to hear their story. You know what I mean? And it's good hearing all different perspectives.
You need every, to see a whole story,
mm-hmm.
You need every perspective.
That's right.
Like there's a rap song I listen to where it's like, I only know one of the lyrics from it. There's three sides to the story.
Mm-hmm.
Yours, mine, and then the truth.
Oh.
And that hit. And I'm like, that is, honestly, that's true. So you need to hear every side of the story to make up your mind.
And there's like a lot of sides when you have a lot of buddies.
Yep.
And what I mean by that, you might know where I'm going at with this. That buddy bench. Do you remember that, dude, bro?
The buddy bench.
Yo.
That was legendary.
Professor Shin.
That was a canon event.
Yo.
That was a canon event.
I'll never forget. He's like, I'm starting something. It's the bunny bench. I'm putting it all over campus.
Well, he called it the happy to chat bench. And I'm like, actually, we have one at Thompson School where I went to elementary school. I'm like, no, that's the bunny bench.
Oh, yeah.
That's the bunny bench now.
That's facts. Does he still have it? I just realized.
Oh, he got taken down. I'm like, dude, we need to have them back.
Was that like an only like semester thing?
Yeah.
Bro.
And I need to get that bench back.
And they have the extra credit for it. Were we the only ones that did it?
Yeah.
Are you serious, bro?
That's crazy.
And then we sent the picture, and then I remember, actually, no, there was one other person. I'm going to do the initials because I don't know if I don't really know the person off the top of my head, but I think it was PG. I don't know if you know who PG is. It was one of the girls in there. And at first I was thinking, this is all coming on the pod. I was thinking in my head, self, she's kind of cute. And for some reason, she came up on the people you may know on Facebook with no mutual friends.
Dude, you came up on my people you may know yesterday. I'm like, dude.
Yes, sir. That's a sign. That's a sign, bro. Bro, you had that W Riz in the class.
Yeah, I did. Honestly, like, I don't even know how. Like, I just am who I am, and it works.
And that's the number one goal. It's like, some people think it's like, you got to have your hair a certain way. You have to have like a certain beard.
It's authenticity. It's being who you are.
Mm-hmm. Because it's like easy to read.
You can see through the lies.
Mm-hmm.
You can see through the masks. But ultimately, it comes down to their heart. I'm a big heart guy. It's like, if your heart's not right, I'm going the other way.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a right heart, like you have a pretty, in my eyes, you have a right heart. You're focused on the right things.
Thank you.
You're a strong man. You're a good man. Noble character. You're the type of guy I hang out with. You're one of the people I call, hey, 3 a.m. I have an issue. Can't really talk about it. Can you help me out? I know you'd be there.
I got you. Because you're over at, so I've been here for a couple of years on and off. So I'm still like off brand of like the buildings and stuff.
I'm at Wagon.
Wagon.
It's rough. I'm right outside Crim.
So is that where you were? Is that where you were? At first?
No, I was in Scott. BSU, I mean.
There's a wrestler named Scott Hall.
Huh?
There's a wrestler named Scott Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what happened to Scott?
Dude, I mean, honestly, like, I hate to talk trash about it because I go here.
You don't have to say it if you don't want to.
Respect. Like, they need to get their act together. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't mean to be disrespectful about it, but, like, before when I transferred here, I transferred at the end of May last year.
Mm-hmm.
From May 10th to June 11th, because I shipped out on the 12th, I was like, hey, I need a room with my brother. I'm going to be fresh out of basic training. I'm going to be alert, distressed. I'm not going to know where I am. I'm not going to know anyone. I need a familiar face.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with the veterans assistant at the veterans office and BSU on it. Okay, we can make that happen. Turns out, I couldn't sign one of the papers they needed to, like, validate who I was. So they gave my room away to someone with an emotional support dog. And I'm like, well, that's fun. And they're like, okay, I'm still trying to ruin my brother. So we get phone time in basic.
Mm-hmm.
Every Sunday, if you're on good behavior, good standing, you don't screw up, you don't act the fool, you get phone time. Phone time's anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour and 30 minutes. I spent an hour and a half fixing my room situation. Didn't call my mom. Didn't call my dad. I tried to get my room situation in order. Yeah, we'll work on it. Turns out I get here. You're in Scott Hall, but you're not with your brother.
They had one job, bro.
Oh,
one
job. It gets better. And then I was like, okay, fix this.
Mm-hmm.
So me and my brother finally got a room in Wagon. But here's the thing. We were in a triple. They told us no one by any means would move in with us. What does BSU do?
Didn't they bring the person in without telling you guys?
They didn't tell us. And then they just moved someone in our room. But here's the thing. Our connect cards. Mm-hmm. My card works for the double, not the single. My brother's card works for the single and not the double. So if you're a man of rationale, logistics, common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Take the room where your card works. So that's what we did. And then BSU moved someone into Kyle's room, took all of Kyle's stuff, threw it in my room, and apparently when I came back, my flag was on my desk and not on the wall.
What the hell?
My American flag.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, very. And I'm like, okay, I don't care anymore. Whatever. Forget about it. It's in the past. My roommate now, he's chill. Like, he's a good guy. He's on the BSU swim team.
There you go.
He is dope.
He's
pretty chill.
You want to give a shout out to him?
His name's Tim.
There you go.
Tim on the swim team.
Tim, there you go. There's, like, someone in my class I think is the captain of the swim team, so it could be him.
Maybe.
Is he white?
No.
Okay, then it's not him.
No. Tim's a good guy, though. I really like him.
legendary, Tim. I actually, behind the scenes, I was going to keep certain things a secret. My goal is to keep like every guest a secret until it gets posted. Eventually, one of my boys, Tim, I'm going to put him on a podcast because he was like big on getting me into Celtics events.
Dude, the family event. The
yes, family event. Yes.
Legendary story for those who don't know at home. You were a little distressed because we had class.
Oh my gosh.
You had to leave early. And you're like, Caleb, what do I do? And I'm like, listen, I got this. I walked up to the professors and I'm like, hey, Thomas, he has a family event going on. He needs to leave class early. Would that be okay? I'll take notes for him. Dr. Schoen was like, yeah, that's cool. Do it. You had a family event.
That's
you
right.
Really needed to go to.
Super duper.
Boom. You went into the Celtics game. That was a family event.
That's right. He didn't need to know all the details. I remember when I worked at a summer camp, I really wanted to go to Patriots training camp. And one of the only times that I could have done it was when I was working. So I did the family event type thing too.
Yep.
And it was almost didn't work because it was like doctor's note or nothing. But gladly the chill boss was working and it worked. Family event, that's all I got to do. I got to be like family reunion, you know? I'll never forget. And then you swiped up after like, that was a W fire event. That was a W family event. Because I really wanted to like, I'm a big person of fitting everything in. Sometimes it's
you like to take a whole day and make it work.
Yes,
I'm like that too. But sometimes I forget, like, there's only 24 hours in a day, and I need like 8 of them to sleep.
Because I saw that earlier you were in Boston on your Snapchat story.
Yeah, I went to go for my doctor's appointment for my shoulder.
Did it go well?
It went good. I'm making very good progress.
Did you do anything else while you were in the City of Champs before you left?
Got stuck in like an hour and a half in traffic.
Oh, God. Did you get any good eats at least before?
I got Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A's where it's at.
Bro, I remember I saw this thing. They were like, truck drivers in New York want them to open on Sunday. And I'm thinking, bro, that's wrong for so many reasons. Because you can get anywhere else. You don't need to get Chick-fil-A on that one specific day. You know what I mean?
That's God's chicken.
Exactly. That's right. That's right. They're opening a lot more. I remember...
Dude, in Pennsylvania, that's all there is. There's cornfields. Philadelphia,
mm-hmm.
Chick-fil-A's.
I remember when I went to Pittsburgh, I think I got Chick-fil-A, and then also they have the gas station Sheetz.
Sheetz, dude.
Oh my gosh.
Shout out to all my Messiah guys. Sheetz. Gotta go on a Sheetz run.
It'd be fire.
Like 3 a.m. Yo, hey, let's go on a Sheetz run. Pile up in the car, go to Sheetz. Dude, you see the most crazy stuff.
Bro.
Sheetz is awesome. That's where it's at.
You're not gonna believe me, but I actually got Sheetz from your lookalike, David.
Really?
He used to live in Palmyra, Pennsylvania, I think. And he was like, I got to show you guys a place called Sheetz. And it's like a restaurant and a gas station.
A restaurant and a gas station and a convenience store all in one. It's perfect.
Bro, it's the gift that keeps on giving. And Cumbie's got nothing on that. Cumbie's is like downhill compared to that.
As of recently, yeah, Cumbie's is on the big decline.
That's right.
I feel like Sheetz needs to come to Boston. We need to just open one Sheetz in Boston and I'd be satisfied.
Isn't there a gas station called
Wawa?
Yes.
Sheetz and Wawa, that's a big rivalry.
Oh.
I'm on the Sheetz side of that.
Good.
My roommate who was from New Jersey was on the Wawa side. I'm like, whoa, hey, I don't want any problems here. Mm. I'm from Boston, I know nothing, but I'm choosing Sheetz.
That's right.
Because it's always there. They're like, you want to go 5 minutes down the road to Sheetz, 45 minutes to Wawa. But, like, yeah, at least have to experience them both.
Mm-hmm. There's him being from New Jersey reminds me randomly. Have you ever watched The Sopranos?
Dude, it's on my list.
Oh, no.
I watch it. I've been hearing a bunch about it.
It's the greatest show of all time. What other shows do you watch?
Dude, that's $20 I spent over break. I got Punisher season 1 and 2 on DVD.
Oh, I've heard good reviews.
It's a great show. It's pretty comic accurate,
which is
something Marvel doesn't exactly get right half the time.
Well, movies wise, but they're also the Cumbies of movies because
dude, honestly, Madam Web bombed,
mm-hmm.
Captain Marvel bombed. What else bombed? Morbius.
Yeah,
dude, that was trash.
I think the
Nick Cage Ghost Rider was better than that.
Oh shoot! So it sounds like you're more of a DC guy.
I mean, dude, here's my thing. For comics, I love DC comics.
Mm-hmm.
I diehard DC comics. For movies, I tend to err on the side of Marvel.
Okay.
Because I just love Captain America, the whole storyline, how they built that character up. The rise and fall of Iron Man, Thor, What else? I think my all-time favorite Marvel movie would have to be Captain America: The Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Or the original Spider-Man trilogy. My favorite out of the trilogy, I'm going to get a lot of hate for this, it's Spider-Man 3.
Wow.
I love, I don't know why, I just love Spider-Man 3. But I was watching Spider-Man 2 in my dorm yesterday.
There you go. Who's your favorite one? Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield?
Tom McGuire. You honestly can't beat him.
That's right.
It's like certain actors, they have one role and that's who they are for the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man. Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man. Keanu Reeves, John Wick.
That's right. What was that character that I think Robert Downey Jr. was at a Comic-Con and he revealed himself as? It's like
Doctor Doom.
It's like, bro, come on. It's not Iron Man.
Here's the thing. It should have gone to Cillian Murphy, mm-hmm. who plays Thomas Shelby in Peaky Blinders and Oppenheimer in Oppenheimer.
That's right.
Cillian, he also played the Scarecrow in Batman, the Batman trilogy with Batman Dark Knight, Dark Knight Rises, Begins. He was Scarecrow for Dark Knight and Batman Begins, and then he was the judge
mm-hmm.
in Dark Knight Rises.
Bro, he's talented.
He is. He should have got the Doctor Doom role. But Robert Downey Jr., he has the potential to make it work because
mm-hmm.
he's a big comic nerd. Like, he actually, him, Chris, which one's which?
What, for Marvel?
Chris Evans.
Yeah.
John Bernthal. Tobey Maguire. Those are the top four people I've seen play characters
mm-hmm.
that are spot on to the comics.
Yeah, it's like,
and Robert Downey Jr., I watched a few of the interviews with it. He wants to make it work because he says, Dr. Doom, they can't make it right.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Downey Jr. was like, I want to fix that. He loves playing tough characters. And he's a really good actor. I believe he has what it takes. My heart's broken. I wanted to see Cillian Murphy play it, but I'm not going to hate on him. Like, he's a really talented actor. I think he has what it takes to pull it off.
What if they had, like, because, you know, this might be a really weird analogy. Marvel, in some ways, could be like a soap opera in a sense of things that you wouldn't expect to happen somehow happen. So what if they had this time continuum thing and Cillian Murphy ends up for maybe a scene as Dr. Doom? How would you react?
I would literally, that'd be awesome.
Like, if they were like some different universe type thing, and it's like he just pops up in the whole attire.
Yep.
It's like, I would be thinking, bro, Caleb called that in 2025.
Yeah. Have you seen Spider-Man No Way Home?
No, I might be one of the only people that have it.
All right, here's the thing. Everyone went wild when Tobey Maguire came back, Willem Dafoe came back, Andrew Garfield came back. I got hyped when Charlie Cox, mm-hmm. who plays Daredevil, was the lawyer. And I'm like, let's go, finally. And everyone was looking at me like I'm a weirdo. I'm like, dude, it's Daredevil.
That's right.
Let's go. And they're making the Daredevil Born Again movie. And Punisher's going to be in it.
Really?
Yeah. One Marvel show I haven't seen that I really want to is Moon Knight. Because he's a really, honestly, interesting character.
What's it about?
I think, trying to remember the whole story. But basically, this guy, I want to say he's like an archaeologist. He finds like this tomb in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And then like one of the Egyptian gods just like, I don't know what the word was. He just like influenced him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's all these Egyptian gods in his head. No one knows if he's crazy or if he's like actually under the influence of the Egyptian gods.
Okay.
So he's like an anti-hero, like the Punisher. So he like dresses up and then fights crime.
Kind of like Deadpool, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of stories with Punisher, Moon Knight, and Spider-Man.
I gotta get into that. There's so many people that I know that are into that world, and I gotta get into it, bro.
That's like one thing I know a lot about is comics.
So you're one of my sources. It's like ESPN.
Comics and music. So like the two things I know.
I know how like with ESPN they have like NBA analysts, NFL analysts. You're gonna be, no, but the thing is, you'll be the Peterson podium like comic analyst.
Dude, I will.
If I need anyone for comics, bro, I gotta come to you.
Yep.
And speaking of comics, it's like comics, but a different kind of comics. Are you into like any like comedy comics? Like, are you into that scene at all?
Maybe a little bit. If it's on the newspaper, I'll read it.
Because you'd be right up that alley. Have you ever thought of doing like improv or something? That'd be fire.
Back in the day.
Oh.
Middle school era, I used to do all like the school musicals.
Really?
It was dope. But I had to give it up because wrestling season's right when the musical is, and I I'm like, I love acting. It's fun. I want to do it, but like, I'm a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, if I wasn't on my team, we wouldn't have won sectionals.
There you go.
And I'm like, my team needs me. The art department doesn't. It's fine. I'm choosing my team.
So you know what that sounds like? I don't know if you know what I'm going to say. I don't know if you've been told this when you were younger. It sounds like you're the Massachusetts Troy Bolton. Because sports is calling you one way, and the art department is calling you one way, and you're talented at both. Because you know how he was big on basketball and plays and stuff?
Dude, here's the thing. It's crazy. Like, I'm a wrestler. I'm a soldier. But I'm also an artist and a poet. It's crazy. I'm actually releasing my first poetry book collection soon. I'm just editing it.
Ooh.
Yeah, I just write. I don't know. I just picked it up one day. I was like, yeah, we'll do it for a school project. And then I was really good. My teacher was like, hey, you should submit that.
Mm-hmm.
Submit it to a contest, and I won. I was like, I'm like low-key nasty at this.
Did you get anything for it when you won the contest?
I got a trophy because the whole like thing was like a message in a bottle. And it's a literal bottle with like the trophy paper inside.
That's fire.
I'll send you a picture when I go back home. It's dope. It's cool.
That is fire, bro.
That's like the best trophy I ever got. That, and I took second place at a wrestling tournament.
Mm-hmm.
It was on April 1st. So it was the Jester's Revenge tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And the second place had a picture of a clown on it, and it said, second place, first loser, do better.
Wow.
And I was like, that's the best trophy ever. That's the best medal I ever won.
Was it?
Like, I took second, but dude, that trophy, it's hilarious. I'll take it all day.
Look back at it, it always give you a chuckle, you know? Was there ever like a coach that like motivated you to be the person that you are today, or, you know, any like role model?
It's incredible you say that. I went into Army Barracks, which is a Army surplus store in a bunch of areas. And my wrestling coach from my booster days, like elementary school days, runs it. And I was like, I walked in, I'm like, hey, is Steve around? Steve Lopilato, good guy. And he was there and just talked. And I'm like, you're one of the best coaches I've ever had. I would say probably my top three, four, top four would be Steve Lopilato, Paul Luciano, Matt Smith. I'll do five. Matt Smith, Cam Albini, and Larry Coughlin. Cam Albini and Matt Smith, they run Smitty's Barn, which is like the best wrestling club in New England.
Mm-hmm.
They have the most state champs per year, most titles. Last year, they went to Atlantic City and they won the Atlantic City Nationals, I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
They're historically a really good team, and Coach Matt is at a tremendous impact on my life.
I feel like I've heard of Paul Luciano's name before.
Really?
Has he always been around your neck of the woods?
Yeah.
That last name rings a bell, maybe from the karate days. Wow. See, it's like a butterfly effect. You know, you never know what life you can touch, and it just goes around in a circle because you touch one life and it spreads. You know what I mean? Because what Paul and the rest of those legends that you mentioned did for you and made you the person that you are today, that will help other people because the way you are today, you know what I mean?
But out of all those, the best coach, probably my dad, Pops Roden.
There you go.
My dad is my superhero. I love my dad so much. He's the guy I want to be like.
I love that.
Hard worker, good person, funny. He's just a legend. You just got to meet Pops Roden. It's just something on your bucket list you got to do. It's an experience.
Sounds like an older you know what I mean? Dude,
he is.
Wow.
Best memory I have of my dad is probably me and him sipping on whiskey, smoking a cigar, and just chilling out. Like, my dad actually got me into comics. Like, every Saturday, my dad would be like, your room's not clean. That's okay. We're going to the comic store, hop in the car.
Wow.
And we just go.
Bro, it's kind of like the thing of, like, you read the book and you watch the movie. Sometimes the book, the comic, is better than the actual movie itself, you know? Bro, that's another thing I got to get into. Because I was starting to buy more books at Barnes & Noble.
Dude, Barnes & Noble, dude, that place, let me tell you. Barnes & Noble has the same effect as Toys R Us.
Ooh.
I don't know why, but it's like whenever you go to Barnes & Noble, you don't want to leave.
Yeah.
When you go to a toy store, you don't want to leave.
Rest in peace, Toys R Us.
Yeah, dude.
And Barnes & Noble, I've seen...
It's crazy, the effect, though.
And not only that, the effect that you can run into some pretty girls over there. Like they're reading a book, you're in an aisle. Oh, I just finished that book recently. Let's talk about it, you know? Barnes & Noble, it shows that we're older because, you know, when we were younger, we were like, I don't want socks for Christmas. Now we like
Barnes. I need socks. I need more. It's like that scene from Star Wars. Kylo Ren is like, more. It's like, I saw a meme where it's like, socks? No. As a kid, I don't want socks for Christmas. Now it's like, more. I need more socks.
Exactly.
I need more socks.
Bro.
Even though my whole drawer is full of socks, I just need more socks.
You still need more? Why? What, like different colors, different shades?
You just never know. Like, I mean, I always keep an extra pair of socks in my bag wherever I go. You never know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, my shirt can get drenched. I won't care. My pants, I really don't care. But if my feet are wet, that's when I start to draw the line. I'm like, no, I need clean feet, dry socks.
Exactly. Because this is kind of as important as pineapple on pizza, but... Do you sleep with your socks on?
No.
Good. Oh, I got worried.
It hurts. I don't know how people do it. They're like sick.
Because I know how, because you said how big of a fan you are on socks because you scared me at first. I thought.
I love socks, but like I would never wear socks to bed unless I have to wake up at like 3 a.m. But then I just sleep literally in the clothes I'm going to wake up in. Like I'll take them out of my dresser, throw on my pants, tuck my socks into my pants like a good wrestler does.
There you go.
And then go to bed and then wake up. And then go wherever I need to go at 5 a.m., which is probably on a run.
Isn't that the best way to start off the day?
Dude, it is. Bro. You run, you shower, you read the word, W day.
You can't get any better than that. Do you do any fasting?
Yes and no. Sometimes I just, like, forget to eat. And then other times, like, I won't eat from, like, 12 to 5. And I'll just try to be productive, figure out why I'm fasting. Look at myself, because I'm a big self-reflector. I want to be the best version of myself. So whatever I need to do to be better, I'll literally write down what I need to fix, and I'll try to fix it.
Because I remember I saw a thing, it was like, aiming for perfection? Nah.
No.
But aiming to be better than you were the day before, Yes. That's the way to go. Because you can overwhelm yourself with it, you know what I mean? Trying to be perfection. But there's no such thing as perfect. Perfection
isn't perfect, and there's only one perfect guy I know.
That's right. That's right. And hopefully more people can know what we know. Do you know what I mean? Hopefully more people can. Exactly. And hopefully.
It has to come out of love. That's the thing. It's like most people, like, they talk about religion, they talk about God, but they do it the whole wrong way. And it's like, it angers me sometimes because people are like, oh, this is what they said. That means it's truth. I'm like, no, the Bible, it's all about context. You have to read the context, understand the time, understand what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless of all that, all Christianity is a relationship between you and God.
That's right.
However you want to practice that relationship and work on that relationship, do it. Going to church definitely helps. Reading the Bible helps. Praying helps. Praying's probably one of the best things you can do.
Because
it takes you just be still and you listen. One of the best stories I read in the Bible, I read at Basic, it was Jesus literally took a nap in the middle of a storm. The middle of a storm.
Wow.
He just decides to take a nap. And then the disciples were like, there's a storm. There's a storm. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Help us. Save us. And he just wakes up. He goes, peace be still. The storm fades. And then he says, oh, you a little faith. How can you see yet still not believe?
Mm-hmm.
And then the disciple says, who is this man that even the winds obey his command?
Wow. Bro, since I've been on my starting to read the Bible journey, when I see the red lettered words, I get chills because it's like, bro, that's the when you know. Because it's from Christ.
That's from God. That's from Jesus directly. That's all the words he said.
Yeah. When I see it, it's like, bro, it's like a good chills. It's like, wow. You know what I mean? Reading that, it like really changes your day. That's why, you know, either ending your day off or starting your day off, it's the perfect way.
Or even the middle of it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll go through my day and I'm like, I'm upset. Something's wrong. What's wrong? I didn't center myself, refocus, call up God, let him know what's going on.
That's right.
And I didn't pray.
And
it's not like, oh, I need to pray or else something bad's going to happen. It's no, I need to pray because I need to take time out of my day and thank God for saving me, loving me, and directing me.
It's the least we can do for all he's doing for us.
Like, I don't understand how people literally don't believe in God because that's a sin not even the devil himself did.
I remember seeing this thing, bro, and it was like finding the way to get closer to God will open up so many doors than the other way around. Like if you're not closer to him, like if you have that relationship, it will open up so many doors that you didn't even think were possible. You know what I mean? And that like really touched my soul. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because like being on that team, it goes a long way. And I always tell people that when things are going really good in life, I always use the analogy of God's Bitmoji showed up in the chat.
Yeah, I like that.
And it's like, bro, it's like what you said, how you can feel the presence. You could feel the presence in this room. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's why I really feel like we have a good connection, is because we both are like-minded.
That's right.
Like we're both Christians. That's like the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Like looks fade away, but the position of the heart, that's important.
Mm-hmm. And it's like what you said, being genuine, you can tell a mile away. And I'll never forget, I think it was like the last day of classes. We went to CVS.
That would have been legendary.
We bought a bunch of snacks and we were going to give it to all the students, but he ended class early. We saw people walking by and they were like, oh, they ended class early. I was like, oh, come on, come on. But then we were looking for people to give it away to, because we had so much leftovers, and you running into other Christians that you knew on campus. I was thinking in my head, bro, not only is Caleb like me with social wise, but it's like, he's not a lukewarm Christian. You know what I mean? Because he's running into other people that are at BSU that are Christian. And it's like, you've made like a little family with that. And I love that. You know what I mean? Because it's like the power in numbers, you know?
My wrestling coach, Paul Luciano, he's also a strong man of faith.
Yeah.
He said, in the middle of practice, you can't be part-time in a full-time sport. And then after he pulled me aside, he says, I wasn't just talking about the sport. You can't be a part-time Christian. You need to be all in or nothing. That's how I'm in. I'm either 100% or zero, because I need to do stuff to the best of my ability.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all in or not all in.
I'll never forget when I met Cliff's son. Do you know Stuart?
Yeah, I listened to one of the podcasts they did a few weeks ago when I was painting in my room.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm just going to throw on a Cliff Natural podcast because, well, I don't really want to listen to music.
Yeah.
And a lot of, when I was listening to podcasts, I'm like, wow, I never thought about it that way. I love how Cliff goes about his debates.
Yes.
Because it's genuine. He doesn't force religion. And he talks about it the right way and asks the right questions.
Mm-hmm. Bro.
And back to your, what you were saying about his son.
All good, all good. Before I say that real quick, I love when those videos of him visiting the college campuses, debating people who are on our team. And he does it with such grace. You know, he does it in a perfect way. Even when the person still doesn't get it, he's still, you know, reciprocating his words in a positive manner, you know? I remember meeting Stuart because I first saw Cliff and I told him, I was like, I wanted to let you know everything that you and your son have done for me, because they have been one of the people that have helped me during spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare, bro,
dude, I believe
is so real.
Christians today, we are experiencing really tough spiritual warfare, and I can say that firsthand. Like, I've been dealing with a lot of spiritual warfare later,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like it's a preparation call.
Yeah.
Like, you need to get strong with God.
That's right.
And go into battle with him on your back.
There's so many outside worldly temptations that will try to bring people down, bro. And it's crazy. I didn't realize it when I was younger, but I always tell people it's because the devil doesn't need to try to like fight to get you when he already knows he has you.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean?
That's honestly facts.
And then the minute you're on the team that me and you are on, you can just feel it. Yeah. You know what I mean? You can feel this tug of war battle.
Like walking into a room and it goes cold and you get a shaking feeling in your soul.
It's like when you shake someone's hand and you're like, cold, clammy hand. It's like something's not right. You know what I mean? Bro, the battle, the tug of war battle that spiritual warfare can do.
In the end, we win.
That's right.
God wins in the end.
That's right, bro. And the devil will try his utmost best to you know, seep in your ear and be like, oh, it won't win. No, spoiler alert, he's going to lose, bro. And I used to have this app called Musi. Have you ever heard of Musi?
Isn't that for like music?
Like yeah.
Spotify type app?
Yeah, it was like free, but like you can listen to all unreleased stuff from YouTube. Yeah. And I got a new phone, but it's not on the App Store anymore, so I couldn't connect it to my new phone.
Yep.
So I'm now Team Spotify.
Hell, You know you can get Spotify Premium for $4 because you're a college student.
You just saved me so much money right there.
Yeah, I'm on the $4 plan.
Oh.
Gave my college email. Did a quick link.
I gotta do that. I love when they like reciprocate like playlist to me. And I remember
my Spotify DJ.
Yes, sir. DJX. And now I can finally do Spotify rap for the first time. They recommended me top Christian music.
All right. Hit me with them.
So in all honesty, I'm not big on like knowing the artist names, but there is a song called Joy in the Morning that I like. It like starts off like towards the end is like a solo with a girl singing. And I think it's really good. I think her name's Lauren.
Lauren Daigle?
Yeah.
Dude, I was listening to one of her songs today. Her and a band I like called Need to Breathe.
Mm-hmm.
They do a song called Hard Love.
Okay.
And that song song has helped me more in the past 3 days than anything else I know. One of the lyrics is, hold on tight a little longer. What doesn't kill you make you stronger. Hold on tough because it's a hard love.
Wow.
It's a really great song. I'll send you the song after the podcast.
There you go. Cause
10 out of 10. Highly recommend it. When you feel like you're going through a tough bout, you throw that song on. It's like, dude, I got this. God's got this. We got this.
I got to like listen to like lyrics more because my friend who does music at UMass Boston, he's like, don't listen to the beat. Listen to the lyrics because it goes a long way. And when you're listening to the...
People don't notice the effect of lyrics and music and how powerful the words are.
Exactly.
Words are powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Like the words of a poet are more powerful than the bullets of a soldier.
Mm-hmm. Wow. A lot of good quotes you're saying today, my friend. And when I look back at this episode, I'm going to really literally write them down because I have a podcast notebook and I write the highlights on it. And I'm like, bro, I'm going to write that stuff down, take a picture of it. And I'm like, bro, you're speaking amazing words right now. I hope you know that. Bro, it's absolute big. And one of the many things that is really good about you, my friend, is like you said about the heart. I'll never forget when we had that big crossover, literally in the building that we're in right now.
Dude, that was legendary.
And not only that, but I think you had to go home to do something real quick all the way in North Andover, and you came back in time. It shows how much of a true friend you are, bro. Like, what was going through your mind with that? You're like, oh, no, I might not make it, but you somehow did.
Yeah, well, so the story was I accidentally took my dad's laundry basket, and we had a BSU wrestling meet the next day, but I had drill.
Mm-hmm.
So I was literally like, I gotta go home, get my dad a sweatshirt because we rep BSU. So I flew home. I don't know how I made it as quick as I did. Thank God there were no cops on the road.
That's right.
Flew home, gave him the sweatshirt, came back, and I was like, I was like, God, please let me make this. I need to be in the gathering of the legends.
And you somehow made it happen.
Gathered.
You did it, bro. You did it. And not only did you do that, but you want to know what else you did?
What?
You made a banger of an episode. And I wanted to thank you a million times for doing this with me.
Thanks for the opportunity. This has literally been the highlight of my week.
Anytime, my friend. I'm glad I can give that to you. I only invite people that I'm fans of on. Actually, no. I want to invite anyone. I'm down for any human being. I want to hear what they got to say. You know what I mean? And what I ask those human beings towards the end of the podcast is one simple question. Well, it's simple, but it's not really simple. What makes life so beautiful?
That's a tough question. I mean, I'm at a loss for words. I was not expecting that. That's like right out of left field.
My apologies. I should have told you before. That's usually like what I'm planning on ending it off with. You know what I mean? Like with every episode.
What makes life so beautiful? I mean, like, just all the opportunities God gives you.
That's right.
I mean, you get to wake up and you get to see the sunrise. You get to see the trees swaying in the wind. But then you also get to see your friends, like the same God who created the heavens and the earth. Created you, created me for his purpose and his plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the other thing that makes life so beautiful is just like you can do whatever you want.
That's right.
At the end of the day, it's your choice. I mean, I can literally do whatever I want. I can drink that soda. which I've been doing all podcasts. But I mean, one important thing is like, God always gives you a choice.
Mm-hmm.
He's not like, you need to follow me, you need to worship me. He's not like that. He's a loving God. He cares. And one thing is that with a loving God, he always gives you a choice. And it's your choice at the end of the day if you want to follow him or if you want to deny him and go your own way.
Wow, that's true.
Personally, wow. One of the things I find so beautiful in this world is the sunset.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can have a horrible day and then you just see the beauty of the sunset. And with that could potentially come with the promise of a new day for new opportunities, more connections, more good talks,
mm-hmm.
and just a better life.
Wow. That was beautiful. You saying how life is beautiful is so beautiful, my friend.
It all comes back to God.
That's right.
It's crazy how that happens.
Full circle. Full it's circle.
Almost like it was like designed that way.
That's right. You know? Wow. Well said, my friend. Much love, my friend. Thank you. Thank you a million times for doing this.
Thank you. I really enjoy this.
Thank you, my friend. And everyone on Team Caleb, as you guys already know, this guy is a stand-up guy. You know, nothing but heart, nothing but hard work, determination, and just a positive mindset. And I got nothing but love for that man. Glad that God brought you in my life, my friend. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Enjoy life, everyone. And you're a legend, whoever you are. So, yeah. Bye.
You're a legend. Get on that podium.
Oh, I like that. I like that. You know, I would love anyone listening to be on the podium. Who's next? We'll find out. Have a good day, night, or whatever. Yeah. You're a legend, whoever's listening. Enjoy life. Bye.